Almighty God, you have made this season holy by giving us your Son, born this night. May his light shine within our hearts even more brightly than it ever has before. Help us tonight to hear your word and to celebrate your everlasting gift of Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Welcome, friends. We are so glad that you are here. To the college students home on break, it's good to see you tonight. To those of you who grew up in this church and have come back to visit family, we're glad to have you home as well. Perhaps you're visiting with us for the very first time. Or maybe your mama dragged you here tonight. Regardless, you are welcome here, and we're delighted to see you. I was chatting the other day with an old friend of mine named Belinda. She and I were in college together. She is a first-generation American whose parents grew up very poor in Mexico. Her father came to the United States for medical school at the University of Kentucky. And the family liked it so much, they decided to stay and make their home here. My friend was telling me that this year for Christmas, she's going back to Mexico, a place she has not been in several years. She was telling me about how her family celebrates Christmas there. The highlight of Christmas in Mexico, she said, especially among the rural poor out in the villages, is a celebration called Posada. Posada means inn, as in no room in the inn. Posada takes place the week leading up to Christmas. And every evening of Posada, villagers reenact Mary and Joseph's search for shelter before giving birth to Jesus. Every evening, just after dark, people gather in their little neighborhood churches, and the congregation there splits into two groups. One half remains inside the church, and the other half goes outside, and the church door is shut. The group outside imagines themselves as Mary and Joseph, and they begin to process and parade all around the churchyard as if looking for shelter. When they get to the door of the church, they begin to sing, pleading to be let inside. They sing, "In heaven's name we beg you, let us in." And inside the church, the group acting as innkeepers, they reply in song, "No, we have no room. Continue on your way." This goes back and forth, parading around searching for shelter, several verses sung back and forth. And then the door finally opens, and Mary and Joseph are given shelter. In that moment, in the laughter and joy of welcoming Mary and Joseph and all those who had waited outside with them, the whole sad episode of seeking shelter turns into a party, especially for those who were walking around the churchyard desperately seeking shelter, imagining themselves as Mary and Joseph. With everyone safely inside, as I said, it turns into a party. Especially for those who are poor and have walked several miles to get to this little church. And for the children who stand there with big, exciting eyes. The wealthier families of the church open their baskets and they present all their goodies to share. Lime and chili tortilla chips, mango lollipops, cans of Coca-Cola, oranges, peanuts, all sorts of good things. The whole community comes together to make sure that there is room for everyone and that no one is left out. And then shortly before midnight, on Christmas Eve, people from surrounding barrios again gather at their small neighborhood church. They dress up, just as we did earlier in our 4 p.m. family Christmas service. Some dress as Mary and Joseph. Little children dress as angels with wings and those tinsel halos. There are three kings and several live baby Jesuses bundled up in blankets. Then the villagers walk together to the cathedral in the center of town for Christmas Mass. Processions of faithful Christians walking the dirt roads, faces shining in the candlelight, singing tenderly and quietly. Noche de paz, noche de amor, todo duerme en derredor. As they walk and sing, the flickering candles mingle with the stars. And when they get to the cathedral, the priest greets each worshiper, and each little baby Jesus is sprinkled with holy water. And then right after worship, in the early morning darkness, each family will carry its baby Jesus back home, rock her or him to sleep, and put him back in the cradle. If any of you are searching for that last minute Christmas gift for your pastor, that would be me if it took a little while. If you're still searching, there's time. I'd love for a plane ticket to Mexico next year. Because I just have to see this. I want to experience the celebration. Because I think this celebration embodies the true spirit of Christmas. Simple celebrations, joyful and gracious friends, good food and laughing children. And at the center of it all, the Christ who came to live and love and heal and save not just some, but to save us all. Isn't that what Christmas is all about? Faces glowing in candlelight, voices lift together in a song, and everyone is included. No one is left out. This, I believe, is the greatest Christmas gift. The knowledge that we are not left out. Jesus was born as a baby, took on our flesh, lived this life so that we can know that we are never alone in this world. And perhaps the greatest thing we can do is to see that incarnated Jesus in the eyes and hearts and lives of those around us. And also, when we seek to incarnate this Jesus ourselves, to incarnate his presence with those who need him most. Yes, I believe that's the greatest Christmas gift we can give and receive. Merry Christmas, Church. Amen.